Today's first reading comes from the end of St. Paul's second letter to Timothy. It's important to put this letter in context, and in particular the passage we read today, because Paul is imprisoned in Rome, and he is awaiting his execution. He knows that the time for his martyrdom is approaching. And here he's writing to his dear friend Timothy, who is junior to him. Timothy converted when he heard the preaching of Paul at Lystra, became his companion and became his dear friend. And so really what we have then are the testaments of a dying man, and not just any dying man, but someone who lived an incredible life as an apostle and as an evangelist, who's writing a kind of last words of advice and encouragement to his dear friend Timothy on how he should be moving forward. It really is a moment of great gravity and weight. And Paul frames it all in the context of telling Timothy that I charge you in our Lord Jesus Christ to follow this exhortation I'm giving you. And in a way, what Paul is doing is basically he's establishing the connection to say Paul himself received everything he taught and learned from Jesus, from the other apostles, and now he is passing that same sound advice to Timothy. And from Timothy, of course, it's going to be handed down into our day. And so the words of St. Paul that we hear now are going to be words that also are directed toward us, and that we would do very well, whatever our vocation is, to embrace and apply them to our situation. In his final words to Timothy, there's really three essential pieces of advice. The first one is to proclaim the word. Whether it is convenient or inconvenient, whether it's in season or out of season, that we are called to be proclaimers of the Word of God. And as Pope Francis pointed out in his apostolic exhortation, The Joy of the Gospel, one of the best ways to be proclaimers of the Word is to be able to live lives which are grounded in joy and hope in Jesus Christ, such that when people look at our life, they see this is a happy and joyful and fulfilled person. And what is the motivation or reason that comes behind this joy and fulfillment which they exude? And that precisely is a testimony to Christ, to show that a life in Jesus Christ is the best one worth living. And this becomes a kind of proclamation of the word in itself. The second piece of advice that Paul gives to Timothy is he tells him to convince, reprimand, and encourage through patience and teaching. And he tells them that you will be doing so even in the face of all sorts of false doctrine, all sorts of strange teachings that people will be latching on to. But in the midst of this, you be faithful to the teaching that's been handed on to you, and in that teaching be patient and convince, reprimand, and encourage. And those, I think, are three very important qualities in our relationships with one another. To convince that Jesus Christ really is the way, the truth, and the life. To reprimand, which really can be seen as a kind of fraternal correction. To be willing to gently point out that this particular part of your life perhaps would be better off changing to be more in conformity with the Lord. And very importantly, to encourage. Because we are somewhat isolated in the culture we live as Christians or as followers of Christ, it is very important that we be supportive and encouraging to one another. And a third piece of Paul's final testimony to Timothy is to tell him to be self-possessed and fulfill your vocation as an evangelist. And those two things really go together, because to be self-possessed means that we have a discipline in life whereby we maintain our personal freedom so that we can give our lives in service to God and others. Now, the part of any vocation has to do with making a gift of our life for other people. But if you're not in possession of something, if you're not in control of it, you can hardly give it away. And I think this is one reason why people so much struggle to live their vocation these days, or to be faithful in their vocations, is because when we're not in possession of ourselves, when we're not in control of our own life, it becomes very difficult, if not impossible, to make it a gift for other people. And that is what is at the heart of every single vocation, whether to married life, to religious life, priesthood, etc. And so Paul tells Timothy, be self-possessed, maintain your temperance, your self-control, so that you can go out and fulfill your vocation, in Timothy's case, as an evangelist. So my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today, let us take to heart these words of testimony of a dying man, St. Paul, who lived an incredible life, and who in his final testimony tells us, proclaim the word, convince, reprimand, and encourage in sound teaching in Jesus Christ, and be self-possessed to fulfill your vocation. Amen.